You're listening to LanguageCaster.com's football podcast. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name's Damon, and you're listening to LanguageCaster.com, the show for everyone who loves football and wants to improve their English. Now, on today's show, we've got our three regular sections, and we're going to start in a minute with a main report from Damien, and he's going to take a look at the big leagues around Europe and try to pick who will be champions come the end of the season. After that, Damien's also going to bring us an English for football phrase, which this week is terrace. And we're going to finish the show with some predictions, and we got some really good games that we took a look at this weekend. Remember to come along to the site, and for each of these sections, you can see a transcript and vocabulary support if you click on the links.
Hi, this is Joanne from Vancouver, BC. I'm a Whitecaps fan, and you're listening to LanguageCaster.com.
All right, well, let's get started with this week's listening report with Damien. The top five European leagues.
Now, most European football leagues have passed the halfway mark in their seasons. And so on this week's main listening report, we take a look at the big five European leagues and ask who's going to finish as champions come May. Spain, La Liga. In recent times in Spain, we've become accustomed to a two-horse race between the two giants of La Liga, Real Madrid and Barcelona, and yet again these two are involved in a very tight affair at the top of the table. The surprise, however, is that they are currently 3 points behind the leaders, Atletico Madrid, who have hit the top of the table for the first time since 1996, when Atletico went on to win their last title. Can they cause a huge upset and do it again? Well, under manager Diego Simeone, they have already won the Europa League twice and defeated their nemesis Real Madrid in last season's Copa del Rey final. Of course, it won't be easy for Atletico, as Real Madrid have recently found their form under new boss Carlo Ancelotti, while Barcelona have also welcomed back Argentinian star Leo Messi after a long injury absence to strengthen their side. This one will go down to the wire and is difficult to call, but I'm going for Atletico Madrid. Germany, the Bundesliga. Well, unlike Spain, the German league is not close at all, with reigning champions Bayern Munich running away with the title. They are currently 10 points clear of second place Bayer Leverkusen, with Borussia Dortmund a further 7 points back. Munich, under new boss Pep Guardiola, are on an amazing unbeaten run of over 40 games in the league, and only the foolhardy would see them failing to retain their title. England, the Premier League. There are only 2 points separating the top three sides in England, with London team Arsenal leading Manchester City and Chelsea. Few would have expected to see Arsenal challenging for their first title in 10 years, but the signing of Mesut Ozil seems to have galvanised them. But most fans are still tipping the big spending Man City and Chelsea to win the title. City had won all of this season's home fixtures, many of them convincingly, until last week when Jose Mourinho helped Chelsea to an important away victory that may give them a psychological boost on the run-in. Like La Liga, this title race will be tight, but I still feel that Manchester City's greater firepower, they've scored over 100 goals already this season, will see them to their second title in 3 years. France, Ligue 1. Paris Saint-Germain were everyone's favourites before the start of the French season, and they are 5 points clear at the top of Ligue 1. But big spending, South Coast club Monaco are still in with a chance, despite losing their top scorer Radamel Falcao. Saint-Étienne and Lille are a further 8 points behind, but are not going to challenge for the title, and instead will be battling to qualify for next season's Champions League. The winners, it has to be PSG again. Italy, Serie A. Juventus look odds-on favourites to retain their title as they sit 9 points clear of second-place Roma, with Napoli back in third. Both sides at the top have lost only once this season, but Juventus have won an amazing 19 of their 22 matches, so the 2013-14 Scudetto should be theirs come the summer.
Thanks for that, Damien.
Ön a LanguageCaster.com-ot hallja.
Yes, you are listening to LanguageCaster.com. And next up, we've got our weekly football phrase, terrace.
Our football phrase for this week is the word terrace, which forms part of a football stadium, and it's a place where fans stand rather than sit down to watch the game. Nowadays, at English Premier League matches, all fans must sit down due to safety issues. But recently, many sets of supporters want to reintroduce a section of the ground where fans can stand to support their team. They feel that not only would this section be cheaper for supporters to see the game, but the atmosphere would be much better. They also point to Germany, where fans standing on the terraces, that's usually situated behind the goals, are a big success. Now, the football authorities in England are considering this request, so maybe in the near future we will be able to see the return of the terraces to English football. Terrace.
And to finish today's show, it's our predictions. And we looked at some really big games from around Europe, starting in the Premier League, where Liverpool, the team I support, took on Arsenal. And in an incredible game, they hammered the top side, Arsenal, 5-1. An unbelievable result that sent shockwaves through the Premier League. I'm happy. I didn't see it, though. I thought it was going to be 2-1 to Arsenal. I was a bit pessimistic. Damien called it 1-0 to Liverpool, and our guest, Tracy, thought it would be 2-0. So they pick up a point each. Then we had Tottenham. That's Damien's team. And they took on Everton, a Merseyside team. And I thought it would be a draw, 1-1. Damien thought his team, Tottenham, would win. Tracy went for Everton, and Damien was right again. It was a 1-0 victory, not the 2-0 he thought, but he still picks up 1 point for that. Then in Serie A, big, big game with Napoli taking on AC Milan. I thought home advantage, and Napoli would win this one with 2-0. Damien also agreed. He thought it would be 1-0. It was 3-1 to Napoli, a convincing win for them. Staying in Serie A, the Rome derby, Lazio against Roma. I thought Roma would win this one 3-1. Damien thought they would win 2. Tracy went for 2-0 to Lazio. We should have known better. It's a derby. It was a boring 0-0 draw. One of the big games in Ligue 1, Monaco against PSG. I thought it would be 1-1. It was 1-1. I pick up 3 points for a perfect score, and Monaco are still in the race for the championship. We got one more game that hasn't been played yet. It's in the Premier League. It's actually going to take place tonight, and that's Arsenal against Manchester United. Can they bounce back from their defeat and beat Manchester United? And also, can Manchester United bounce back from their dismal draw against Fulham? I think Arsenal are going to win this one 2-1. Damien thinks it'll be a draw, and Tracy, our guest predictor, thinks Manchester United will win this one 3-0. Well, those are the predictions, and at the moment I have 105 points, Damien has 116, and our guest's combined score is 68. There's still a lot of games to go before the end of the season, and I'm hoping I can catch up with Damien. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope your team does well, and see you next week. Ta-ra!